The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I was reading through the rundown and finally got to this last story, and I had to do a double take. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know where to begin with this. So, just bear with me, Jeff. So, a British mum has defended breastfeeding her boyfriend in a pre-sex ritual. This is an actual story, Kate.
It is. I wasn't sure if we were actually going to touch on this one. So there you go. But yes. So apparently she's defended what they do, saying they're not weird, when in fact it's super weird.
It's extremely weird.
Yeah. So what she said is that she actually breastfeeds her boyfriend before they they have intimate relations.
This is a skit from Little Britain, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But she's legitimate.
Oh, this is a picture of them here.
Oh, so. Don't show them. No.
It's not a picture of them in the in action. Just that they look like a nice normal couple. To be honest with you, they look like vegans.
Nah.
Don't you reckon?
I'm surprised there's not a vegan in that title. Yeah. It's a long hair.
Would that count though?
Eating breast milk, would that
contravene your vegan from an animal. Ideals?
We're doing vegans a disservice.
Mammal.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Poor old Vegas.
They swear by it. They you know, she reckons it's, you know, she missed doing it, and now it's part of their
their
date nights.
It's part of the it's like
who needs wine?
They have a little Kahlua and milk beforehand.
Oh no, yep.
Not for me. I'll pass on that one. I'd rather have the vegan fish and chips.
Absolutely.
To be honest.
Yeah.
What are you guys up to this weekend?
Well, after that discussion, I forget. I'm going to go skateboarding again on Saturday. Not me, my grandson.
Oh, yeah? Awesome.
Eldest, yep. So he's hooking into skateboarding.
It's Yeah, good. Yeah. He's picking up the skills?
Yeah. He goes to a skateboard shop out in Cannington.
Oh, yeah.
They have sort of regular morning things, morning sort of clinics, and they're just brilliant in getting the kids.
Man, unreal.
It's like every sort of session they're, you know, just picking up, you know, new tricks. It's good.
Awesome.
And they're so quickly, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They're like sponges.
Yeah,
what about you, Kate?
So it's almost on that topic. I've got a hen's night. No, it's not. I've got a hen's night. So
I'm helping organise
it. My friend Danny's getting married. It's taken months to organise.
Is it
going to
be one of those? Is it going to be one of those like very kind of civilised hen's nights where you have like a high tea?
No.
Oh, I just like
not
how you just
close.
Come out and say no.
There's a slushy machine.
Oh, okay.
No one talks about bucks. I mean, it used to be bucks nights playing, and now it's the girls at hen's night. They're atrocious.
They get pretty rowdy. Well, this one we've got the life drawing.
Ever since toxic masculinity became a thing, bucks. That was the end of Bucks Party.
Yeah. So we are doing though. We're doing life drawing. So you probably heard about it. You have a few, you know, Prosecco's and then draw.
Have you heard about this, Jeff?
This is a bloke stands up there and
gets his wang out and everyone draws a picture of it.
At least it's not in your face. There you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, because they used to get the male strippers. Now you just draw them.
Exactly.
So much classier. Whatever you girls need to tell yourself. That sounds like a lot of fun. We'll hear all about it on Monday, I guess, Kate.
Yeah, maybe.
we'll see as you can remember.